This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
This is Stereophonics. And I wouldn't believe your radio. Well, you better believe our radio. It's Vectis Radio here, and we are here with Elaine Caesar. And Elaine, please tell us that you're helping with a walking festival this year, because you've been doing it for so many years with the Isle of Wight Council. It then disappeared, sadly, didn't it?
It did. Thanks for having me here, James. Yes, basically, the Isle of Wight Council organised the walking festival for some 18 years, and yeah. It was really, really successful. And we had well over sort of like 250, 300 walks in the programme, and it was great. And we, you know, as I say, 18 years we organised it for. Unfortunately, due to lack of funding, the events team was disbanded last year, which was a great shame.
Yeah, but,
yeah, it's a real
We all missed the walking festival last year because, you know, we love sort of partaking in it as islanders.
Yeah.
And it was a real sort of upset, I think, for everybody.
Yeah, well, we did manage to get through to the end of the year. And luckily for us, Visit Isle of Wight stepped in to take over the event, because walking on the island is really, really important. You know, we do focus the Isle of Wight, you know, we promote it as being a great place to walk and cycle. And so Visit Isle of Wight stepped in, which is absolutely fantastic. They've rebranded it, which is great. It's called Isle Walk 17, which is quite, it's fantastic, really. But of course, most people will remember it as the Isle of Wight Walking Festival. And, you know, Visit Isle of Wight have done an amazing job, because, you know, for the first time that they've organised it, I think they've got well in excess of 80 walks,
yes,
which is
amazing.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And I have to say, and they would also like to say, that they're very appreciative of all the loyal walk leaders that actually have come back to support the event. So they would like to say a very big thank you to them,
and I would like
to thank them too.
Quite right. Now, another great thing about this is most of the walks are free. I mean, people do like a donation, obviously.
Yep.
But it's not an expensive way to see the island, is it?
Not at all. I mean, there's a few walks that people have to pay to take part in, and that's particularly because the walk leaders are professional walk leaders who actually lead walks throughout the year. But then the rest are either free, which is fantastic, or the leaders will ask for a small donation towards their own personal charity of their choice, which is great. You know,
it's lovely. I remember I was on holiday on the island 1 year by myself, and James was stuck at work, and it was during the walking festival, and I went by myself during that week on a number of walks. And I would just like to encourage anybody who's thinking of going on these walks by themselves, please go, because the leaders were so welcoming, and everybody in the groups that I walked with were just so friendly.
Yes.
And it's just, you know, a great way to get out there and see the island.
And thanks for getting me out of a spot of bother, Elaine. I was actually stuck in Hong Kong,
you
wasn't
were stuck
I?
Oh,
in
Hong very Kong. Nice.
Well, it was during 9/11, so it wasn't so nice.
I would like to add to that, though, that it's a brilliant way to meet people, like
you've
just said, because the leaders, the comments that we have back about our walk leaders, which is really positive, is that they're very, very knowledgeable about their own walks that they put on, which is fab. And people actually take part in the walks. A lot of them go and they're on their own.
Yes.
So, and it's a great way to meet friends. And now, over the years, having done the walking festival, you know, people do return to the shores and they say, thank you very much. We've met so many wonderful people. It's a friendly festival. And it's just great. You know, it's good to get out there and, meet people, walk on it. You know, the lovely Isle of Wight is fabulous.
Yeah,
it really
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
Now, tell us about all these different themes that you're going to be having to the walks, because we've got Kieran with us. I know Kieran's been to the Isle of Wight Festival before. Is there any... Kieran 17, is there anything that you think might appeal to someone of his age?
Well, I reckon there's some good challenging walks there, Kieran.
I like a challenge.
You look young and fit. Well, shall I make some suggestions for
yes,
you?
Yes, please do.
In the programme, there are some challenging walks, very challenging, actually. But we can start with the first one that actually is on the 29th of April. So the Walking Festival kicks off, or Our Walk 17, kicks off on the 29th of April with, it's called the Isle of Wight Challenge, and okay. Action Challenge actually organises this challenge, okay? Yeah. They're a charitable arm on the mainland that do a lot of charity events throughout England. Now, this is the fourth year that they will be back to the island, but what it is, and they organise it brilliantly, it's a walk around the island. Well, there are actually some choices, but it's a, like pretty much a 24-hour walk, or if you take longer, you can take up to 36 hours if you want to do it leisurely.
Yeah, I'll need that, thanks.
And it's overnight as well, but they're very good because what they do is every 12 and a half kilometres, there's stations where you can stop and have food, and they you know, and there's facilities there for you.
Yeah, to puncture your blisters.
Absolutely, yeah. But, you know, if you don't think you can manage the 66 miles, which is a full walk, mm-hmm. you can do the 33.5 mile walk.
I like that.
And if that sounds too much, you can do the quarter walk, which is 20.5 miles. But all the walks start from Chale. Do you think you could?
I could find my way to Chale.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the trickiest part.
I think we might have something here. I think. How about going on one of those walks and then reporting back, then, Kieran?
Maybe
if you set off on a Thursday after the Wednesday show and we're back for the next Tuesday.
I'll be back next year.
What's the furthest you've ever walked before?
First I've ever walked. My mum said that I had to go to the shop to get some bread once, and that was probably about. No, actually, to be fair, the Christ the King used to do charity walks. And I went on a few of them, and they were brilliant. It's very therapeutic walking.
Yeah, it is.
Since I've got my own mode of transport, however, I drive everywhere.
You're dodging the question a little bit here. What is the longest you walked?
No longer than 5 miles.
Right. Oh dear.
Well, I think you could do the quarter mile. You could train for that.
I will train.
Yeah.
And another thing, if I can add, one of the mottos from Visit Isle of Wight is drive less and see more. Now, you see, if you drive less in your car and you get out and walk, you see a lot more. You'll be amazed what you see.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful island.
And also, I think when you're out walking, you interact with other people, don't
Absolutely.
You? In a way you don't when you're driving.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. And you'll be amazed what, you know, you'll come across places that you've never seen before because you've been in your car.
Yeah, so, I suppose. I mean, most of my interactions when I'm driving consist of me shouting. So.
Well, yeah, therapeutic, I think, is the watchword.
Bit of therapy. Here. Get out there, relax and enjoy the scene. And you can train for the 20-mile walk.
Yes. Yes.
You've got a
I think we should put Kieran forward for that.
So.
Now,
yes,
Elaine,
we'll see you.
Stick with us, because there are plenty more walks to talk
Absolutely.
About. You've got some really exciting agenda there. But just before we go, just before we listen to the Equals, I've got a piece of paper in front of me.
Yes.
It's a cutting from the Telegraph, and we're very excited about this. This is an article in the Daily Telegraph where their experts select 20 of the world's greatest islands to explore on foot. Now, these are some very exotic islands from all around the world,
Absolutely.
Aren't they? So places like Malta and, I think, Crete and things like that. But they managed to land upon our sunny Isle of Wight, number 8, Isle of Wight, best for family walks.
Fantastic. But it's
amazing, isn't it?
This is brilliant. And Sue Emerson from Visit Isle of Wight, she gets some cracking coverage for Visit Isle of Wight tourism. And there's a lot of coverage for walking, because basically it is a great destination.
It is.
I mean, you couldn't really beat it. It's just fantastic. And we have 500 miles of well-maintained footpaths and well-signposted. And we've got 60 miles of heritage coastline. And just to think that, you know, over half of the island is designated to an area of outstanding natural beauty. I mean, it's just an amazing place.
Yes.
And we're only just 2 hours from London. So there you go.
Fabulous. Well, stick with us and we'll be back in a few minutes to hear from Elaine with some more marvellous walks on the Isle of Wight. James, Judith and Kieran here, and we're here with Elaine Caesar, formerly with the Isle of Wight Council, now helping out Visit Isle of Wight with their wonderful walking festival. This year it's called
I'll Walk 17.
Brilliant. Yep. Now, we were talking about a real challenger there, Elaine, which was walking around the island in about 24 hours, and if you're feeling lazy, 36 hours. There are some other challenging ones that aren't quite that challenging, aren't there?
Yeah, I think perhaps we'll put Kieran into beaches, bars and blisters and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Into the bar.
Yeah. Now, this year again, we've got lovely David Yates. He belongs to the Long Distance Walking Association. He is fantastic. He's an avid walker, and I don't know how many times he's walked around the island, loads.
Yeah.
But during the festival, he always puts one in around the island walk, and it's over 3 days, so it's a bit more leisurely,
right?
If you can call it that. So on the first day, which in this case is the 5th of May, you can do 24 miles, so that's not too bad. So yeah. That starts from East House to Shanklin, mm-hmm. and then you finish, and I think that's where the bars come in, so you nurture your blisters, yeah. and you can have a few drinks at the bar, and then it reconvenes the next day on the 6th, and you do another 24 miles, and then that's from Shanklin to Freshwater, and the same thing in the evening, you put your feet up and have a few drinks, and then finally on the third day it's 25 miles from Freshwater to West Cow. So he does break it up, and he's very good. He takes a reasonably sort of smallish group, so you all try and keep together, but it's great, and everyone's there. You don't go off on your own as in other walks. You keep together as a group, so you give each other a lot of moral support. So mm-hmm. I think that's great, and most people that achieve that, they just feel fantastic afterwards. A little bit tired, but great.
Yeah.
That's another option.
I think you're right, actually, to mention that sort of group effect, that when you're walking in a group, you do get moral support from everybody else, and you get an energy as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's quite important, especially on a long yes. walk like that.
Yeah.
But one more challenging walk, if I can mention it briefly, is it's organised, obviously, by the Elmount Batten Hospice. It's Walk the Wight.
Yes.
And this year it's in its 25th year, and I think they're celebrating 35 years of the hospice
that's
servicing
right.
the island,
yes.
which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But over the years they've raised hundreds of thousands of pounds. They've done a great job, but same thing, you've got the full walk, the half walk, and the second of the second half you can do.
Yeah.
So it's either 26 and a half miles, or from Benbridge to Carisbrook it's 12 and a half miles, or you can do the second half, which is spectacular. The scenery is lovely.
Yeah.
And that's from Carisbrook to the Needle. So, you can break it down. And not forgetting, actually, here you go, not forgetting, okay. Kieran, you could do the flat walk. Now that's only 8 miles, and it is flat, and it's gorgeous. I did it, I think, last year with my son-in-law. Fabulous. And then, of course, if you've got people with disabilities, or you've got pushchairs or wheelchairs, it's perfect.
Yeah.
So you can all be involved.
Nice. Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah.
Lovely.
No, is that along the sort of formal railway?
Yes.
Yeah. No, because we cycle that a lot.
That's lovely. So you start from Sandown and you walk through to Shide.
Yeah.
So, and it's very, very pretty. And it's pretty flat, isn't it?
It is. It's a beautiful walk, actually. The minute you get off the road, you're transported into another world down there, aren't you?
And all the cattle and everything, it just makes it, you're taken somewhere different. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's great.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Let's listen to some madness. It must
Brilliant.
Be love, because we're talking about love developing on these walks. And I'd just like you to tell us a little bit about what happened at previous Isle of Wight festivals, because we've got some rather interesting figures, I think. You're listening to Vectis Radio, and we're having a Visit Isle of Wight show special at the moment, because we're talking about the wonderful walking that you can do here on the island. Hot off the tracks, of course, the Telegraph has said that we are one of the best places for walking in the world, one of the top 20
Absolutely.
Islands. We come in at number 8, the best for family walks, the Isle of Wight, and we've got Elaine Caesar with us. Elaine, we've been talking about very long walks. Have you got any slightly shorter ones? But before we do that, just a quickie, because we just played Madness, It Must Be Love. There is a reason for that, because on previous walks, you have had some speed dating, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
With remarkable results, I understand.
Absolutely. And I will mention that we're not, Visit Isle of Wight aren't organising one this year because I don't think they had time, but James and Judith and Kieran were very keen to know about the speed dating. So very briefly, yes, we've organised it for many, many years, yeah. And we ended up having, with five weddings and a baby, which was fantastic.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I do know that there's still people that are actually still dating and haven't actually got married. But it just goes to prove that, okay, that was an organised romantic walk. But like Judith and I were just saying, just turning up on any of the walks is fantastic. And you can even meet somebody then, because a lot of people go that are on their own because they want to go meet other people, but they don't want to go on an organised dating walk. So although there isn't one this year, I'm sure there might be one in previous years. Subsequent years, but get out on those walks because you still might meet the man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Such a nice sort of unpressured way of meeting people.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, another hint there to Kieran.
See, Kieran, get out there. Yeah.
I'm convinced you already. Yeah.
He's looking interested.
But we were talking about the festival earlier, yes. And I think there's a walk specifically around the festival, isn't there?
Yeah, well, it's quite interesting, actually, because obviously the Isle of Wight Festival was revived back in 2002 by the council and solo, which was fantastic. So we've had lots of legends to Seaclose Park. But, originally there were two locations off the festival, so there's a lot of heritage there. And we've got a wonderful walk leader, Steve Brooke, and he's organising two nostalgic walks, actually, which relate to festivals. So on the 4th of May... Steve's organising, it's called Bob Dylan and Wharton's Music Heritage. So it is an anecdotal guided walk that visits the landmark sites from the original Wharton Music Festival. I think that was in 1969. So, and also I think he visits locations where the film That Will Be the Day was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
So that's one. But the other one, which is probably... closer to people's hearts, is at Afton.
Yes.
It's another historical, anecdotally legendary walk relating to the original Isle of Wight Festival. It's called the Jimi Hendrix in the West Wight. Now, if you've never been on that walk, you should go, because it does take you to the location of the original festival, and it's vast.
You look and think, oh my God,
all those hundreds of thousands of people were actually on that site. It is incredible. It's very nostalgic. Steve's great with his, he'll guide you all through it. And then, of course, the walk ends up with at Dimbola Lodge, where you can experience the permanent festival exhibition. So it incorporates everything.
That's right.
So it's brilliant.
And they've got that wonderful statue of Jimi Hendrix there. And there's a sad story behind that, because the sculptor Lawrence Holofcener, who is a great island sculptor, died in Florida last month. Very, very sadly, and he was a good friend of ours. There's some lovely sculptures that he's done.
Fantastic.
On the island.
He's
got the Churchill and Roosevelt one, and shortly there's going to be another one popping up here in Newport. I'll tell you about that later in the year.
Brilliant.
So that sounds an absolutely lovely walk, because Afton Down, when there was the Isle of Wight Festival back in the late 60s, early 70s, before it was closed down.
Yes.
Was, I think, the recipient of 1 million people, wasn't it?
Something like that.
It's
incredible.
It's extraordinary, wasn't it?
Was. But when you actually go on the walk and you can actually walk up the big hill and look down over the arena, it's incredible, and it's very nostalgic. It's a fabulous walk, and it's great to take yourself back in time. So if you get a chance, or Kieran, you might get a chance to go.
Well, I was just thinking, I reckon the best way to get people who are younger, who aren't really experienced with walking, add music. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Well, I'll raise my champagne glass to that.
Thank you.
I think that's good. And here, of course, is Sailor, because we're very corny here on Kep Vectis Radio, with Glass of Champagne. I'm in the mood for dancing. Maybe that's another way, Kieran, we could get you to walk. So if we have a sort of dancing walk, where you actually have music to that as well.
I look great on the dance floor.
Look, we're here on a Visit Isle of Wight show special with Elaine Caesar, who's been helping out Visit Isle of Wight put together a wonderful programme of walks for Isle Walk 2017. Could you just wrap up, please, for us, Elaine? Because there are a few other little walks you wanted to get in.
But just
tell us about details of how you get to the Isle of Wight.
I'd like to say that it was Visit Isle of Wight that put together the programme. I've just come in to help sort of the last few days with them. Basically, you know, we just touched on a few of the walks. I mean, they've got, as I said earlier on, well over 80 walks now, which is fantastic. Now, there's a lot of exploration walks. There's one that I will mention because it is really fun. It's rock pooling for grown-ups. Now, normally there's a lot of rock pooling for children.
Yeah.
But we've got one here. It's, you know, if the grown-ups want to have a go, I mean, you know, have, you know, turn up on the 11th with Rick Temple. All the details are on the website. Fantastic opportunity to be a child yourself again. There are lots of other explorer walks, a series of walks, which take you to quirky locations on the island, and that they're all led by David White, who's an international walk leader. He's very interesting because he'll come up with all stories which reference all these exploration walks with a lot of history. For those people that like railways, we've got walks from rails where Adrian is another long-standing walk leader. He will take you along the old railway lines off the island and give you lots of anecdotal stories about that as well.
Yeah.
The Ramblers put a whole host of different walks into the programme again. And new for last year, which was very, very popular, and I would recommend to anyone wanting to do it, is a Warrior Trail. And that's a trail which takes you through Brook and Motterston.
Oh, but it's all about Warhorse, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, absolutely. So it does visit the locations which are connected to the story of the Warhorse and General Jack Seely's. So that's another really, really interesting one.
Yeah.
You know, those are just kind of like to mention, but a few historical walks. We've got a lot of historians that are walk leaders.
Yeah.
This is what the walkers like. They like going on the walks. They like learning a bit of history. They like learning about locations on the island. The island is amazing. There's so much to learn about it. I mean, I could go on forever talking about it, but, you know, touching base with, for instance, the Mount Batten connection.
Yeah.
That's whipping them in East Cowes. You know, we've got the Royal connection there with Osborne House, the Victorian connection. There's so much going on now.
Well, it's lovely to hear an islander who's so enthused about
love
the
it.
Island. Which
I'm
is,
not
which
an
is
islander,
amazing,
but I love it.
Yeah, well, look, we're going to have to stop you there. We've done a great roundup, I think, of the Isle of Wight walking festival this year. It's called Isle Walk 2017, and you can find out more about it on the homepage of Visit Isle of Wight,
yes.
Which is visitisleofwight.co.uk.
That's right.
So do look it up, do come and visit us here on the Isle of Wight. This has been for Vectis Radio, a Visit Isle of Wight special, and thank you very much, Elaine Caesar,
for
joining us. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today. www.vectisradio.com